It is Real Radio Breakfast. This is our all-day Christmas party.
Hiya, people.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Lisa.
It is lovely to talk to you, Michael. Thank you so much for talking to us. But obviously, we've got our big charity day, all in aid of the Sick Children's Trust, and of course, your namesake Crawford House.
Apart from having the honour of having somewhere named after you, which was, I think it's about the highest honour, apart from my OBE that I've ever had, I have to take great care that it's taken enormous care of, which it is by the good folks up there in Newcastle and the Sick Children's Trust. It means an awful lot to me, that.
X Factor winners, get it!
So please donate £5 by texting REAL115 to 70070.
Bob Mortimer!
Yes, are you bored yet?
Well, I'll tell you what some of the party people are, because there's no sausage rolls. It's a nightmare. We're raising money for the Sick Children's Trust, which is a wonderful organisation.
Yeah, no, it sounds absolutely marvellous. And it needs the money, I suppose. I presume that's why you're having to do it.
We're told 4 times that Ava wouldn't make it. On 4 separate occasions, they sat us down and said that she may not make it through the day.
With last year, it was just... It was the first... it is the first of everything that's been the hardest for us. And obviously, Christmas Day, you just immediately think about having your loved ones with you. So not having her there was... really, really difficult.
It's been an absolute godsend being able to stay here because I'm able to see my little girl every day.
Thank you to the Sick Children's Trust for keeping my daddy with me when I was puny. And please donate some money.
I'd like to say that Avery Dennison did a raffle at our Christmas party and we've raised £215 for the Crawford House.
Yeah, we've now got £312.
Wow. Amazing. How much have you raised totally down there?
£754.
Brilliant. That Yay. Is brilliant.
Can we also thank Rob, the security guy, a security man who's made everyone pay £1 to get in and out of the building.
Brilliant. Brilliant. The power of security men. Have you got a toto for us, please?
Yes, we certainly have. We've managed to raise £1,000.
Oh! Back off the proverbial net. From the Journal Time Theatre, we've got Captain Scuttle and Bessie the Cook.
That's great. It's Real Radio and making fortunes for them, aren't we? You know what I mean? To help the people in the Sick Children's Trust.
Gets me and you out of the snow anyway, doesn't it?
It does get you out of the snow, definitely,
I've never seen a fella. He had snow right up to his chin. I says, is it deep? He says, I am sitting on a tractor.
Matthew Kelly and Liz McLarnon are here, ladies and gents. Matthew Kelly and Liz McLarnon.
I didn't know you played the kazoo, Matthew.
Actually, I do acting and hoovering, as a rule. And after this show, it might just be hoovering.
Denise Welsh. Hello, Denise.
Hello. I feel my accent stronger talking to you two. I've just had Sarah Millican on Loose Women, so I'm talking like Gaza. Do you know what I mean?
Joe McKeldry.
I hope you raise lots more money and have a lovely Christmas.
Amelia Lilly.
Hey, Amelia, what have you been up to then since the weekend?
Sleeping.
Caroline, who works for the Sick Children's Trust.
Yeah, it's just been absolutely superb from 6 o'clock this morning till now. I just can't, you know, emphasise how much hard work has gone into it. Just all of the listeners as well. It's been phenomenal.
The people of the North East are incredible.